I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year is going to be called Caiocho.
All right, Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's been a fun week. We wrap up this Friday. Leroy, always excited when we got Yuli the Monster Diaz joining us in the studio. Now, look, man, I was talking about this with Leroy.
We talked about other stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about Wilder vs. Fury. That's coming up in just a few weeks. But I was talking with Leroy, I was like, I've never seen anything like what you're doing because I've seen you box. We had you in before your MMA debut, which feels like it was a month ago. It doesn't feel very long ago.
You just told me a story about being in a jiu-jitsu competition.
And now you're going to be next week at the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. You're going to be fighting at the card at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. You're going to bare knuckle now.
Yes,
I've never seen anything like this for somebody who's just rolling through every type of discipline in the matter of basically weeks. This is weird, man. Why are you doing such things?
Man, I consider myself a fighter all around, and it's super exciting to be doing this, you know. And like I told you inside, I'm trying to hit the cycle when it comes to combat sports, and I'm hoping that when I win this bare knuckle fight, you know, somebody from the Guinness Book of World Records steps in the ring and tells me to sign something, and I go down in history for it. You know?
I've never heard of anything like it. Like, it's one of those things where, you know, I would see somebody, you know, maybe if they were like looking for things here and there, you say, oh, this guy's doing this fight, but to know that you've been in the cycle of doing boxing, and you just did MMA, and you just did jiu-jitsu, and now you're doing bare knuckle. That's something I follow a lot of combat sports. I don't see stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I understand what kind of a draw you are down here, and every time that you fight you pack any kind of facility that you're in. But did anybody try and talk you out of this or is that not something that's possible with
no,
you?
No, I mean it's not possible, but there has been a couple of people telling me like, oh man, you know, why don't you stick to this or stick to that, and honestly, guys, I'm living a dream with this, with my fight career, you know, from where I come from, you know, like just growing up, messing up on the streets, going to prison, you know, just going through all that hardship and coming out to where I'm at now, being a professional fighter, living a dream. And it's amazing, man. So there's nothing really that can stop me from doing what I want to do.
Do you feel like this is gonna be what you're gonna want to do? Like just kind of go and be like promotion through promotion? Because it's kind of cool. Like it's nice that, you know, you still have that flexibility to kind of go through and do different things. But is there one that you're, I guess, falling in love with the most? Is there one that you, if you had your druthers, that'd be the one where you go? Or is it just like, look, I'm a prize fighter. I want to do the one that makes the most money.
You know, I love all of them, so it's hard to pick one. And I like the flexibility that I have, that I could take my time and get ready for this fight. Then, you know, once I get past this one, we'll see what we got next. And I like that flexibility where I'm not locked down to anybody or anything, you know.
How do you train with the bare knuckles? Like, are you training like regular boxing style? Like, when do you get ready for hitting with nothing?
Well, I hit the mitts every day, and I hit pads, and I hit everything every day without gloves, barehanded. And then when we do sparring, we're sparring with really small gloves. So, you know, and I'm in camp with Hector Lombard. Me and him, I got the same coach. My guy, man, great guy. You know, the main event for this fight. And tough as hell, you know, and he's my sparring partner, so I feel more than prepared for this fight. I can't wait for it to come.
That's crazy, man. Like, it's not the actual, the match. It's not the fight. It's not in any of these sports. It's the training. You basically train with the same people you fighting against.
Right.
So that's what makes, like, so right. How do you train for bare knuckles? He's been training his whole life.
Everybody asked me, he's like, oh, have you fought bare knuckle before? I said, I've done it 1,000 times. But this is the first time I'm getting paid for it.
And then say those fights are timed.
Right, exactly.
But do even with your experience of being in fights before, like, do you pick the brain of anybody who knows this type of style? Is there anything that goes down that way? Like, does anybody tell you how you should expect people to react, or do you expect it to be like just when you have small gloves on or boxing gloves on that you're gonna knock them the bleep out?
Well, my coach Orlando Cuellar, aka Commander Zero, he's a veteran in the game. He's had 24 world champions when it comes to boxing. He's an old school guy. He knows every trick, everything there is, ins and outs, you know. And you know, with bare knuckle boxing, it's just like boxing, but there's a little bit of dirty boxing involved where you can grab the back of the head. So I feel super confident going into the fight game with him in my corner. And, you know, I'm just ready to go.
Yeah, I bet. Now, you had a pretty cool week, Leroy. I don't know if you noticed this during all the commercials, but you remember what that crazy J-Lo commercial that was going down where it had cameo after cameo. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking back at the old Hard Rock bungalows like back there where all the little huts are. And all of a sudden I see this dude throwing a pineapple. And I'm like, that's Yuli. What the hell? How did you get into J-Lo's damn commercial?
My head looked like a pineapple and I'm throwing a pineapple. you know, a lot of people know Pitbull's my brother, man. I've grown up with Pit since we were kids. And Michael Bay had called him the night before we filmed it, and asked him to be in the commercial and told him, hey, look, you know, I need you to throw this football. So he immediately thought about me, which is a blessing in itself. He called me. He's like, listen, tomorrow we're doing a Super Bowl commercial. And he picked me up in the morning. We went over to the Hard Rock, man, and you know, it was an all-day filming. It was an amazing experience with having Michael Bay there, a guy who filmed Transformers and Armageddon
and
Bad Boys
Bay
and all types. You know, it was great getting direction from him. And you know, we had to keep that under wraps. So I was actually at the Super Bowl watching the game, and I didn't get to see the commercial when it first aired, but I had 1,000 text messages coming all at the same time that day. So it was actually cool.
Funny because I, like, you know, we followed each other on Instagram. I was like, what? And I was like, this is probably stupid. He's probably getting 100 messages.
Yeah, no, no.
It's the most watched game of the year.
I had the best ones were like, did I just see you on the top of Super Bowl commercial? You know,
I don't know. I can't see it.
So we've been asking this all week, though. So you're close with Pitbull.
Yes, sir.
We've been wondering, and a lot of people have been wondering.
Spit it out!
Was Pitbull upset that he wasn't in the halftime show? Because, I mean, he is Mr. 305, and J-Lo and Shakira, I mean, they did an amazing job. It was an amazing show. Yeah. But no cameo from Pitt. They went with the Young Bucks instead.
Well, I think J-Lo and Shakira did an amazing job. As for Pitt, I have no idea. I haven't seen him since before the game. I haven't been able to talk to him about it, but I'm positive he's not upset about anything. I know he did the pregame show did the for the Chiefs. He did after the Super Bowl, after they won the Super Bowl, he did something for the Chiefs.
Oh, he did like the after party?
The after party.
That's gotta be a good time.
Yeah, it was huge. So, and you know, he has so much other stuff going on that I'm sure he's not upset about anything, you know?
Yeah, it's too funny. So, you know what I want to ask you about, man? We didn't get to ask you this last time, but I was at this recently at the Miami boxing match that was here during Super Bowl week that DAZN was putting on.
I was there.
Okay, so you were in camp with the Paul brothers, YouTube thing where Shannon Briggs was training. How did that all kind of come together? Because I found, like, the whole YouTube thing is weird to me. I don't know if they take it serious or not. They're doing if it's all for show. It seems like wrestling. I'm not sure, man. So, like, what the hell was going on in that camp where you're training with, like, Logan Paul and Jake Paul and all that stuff that's going down?
Well, I can tell you, as for me, so first of all, I didn't even know who these guys were until my 6-year-old son and my 7-year-old nephew showed me.
They go crazy.
Oh, they go crazy for them.
Yeah, so they showed me a video of them, and then I see them like boxing in their backyard. A couple months later, I am Henry Rivalta, which is a big promotion, a boxing promoter down here. He called me and told me, "Oh, Shannon Briggs is in California training Logan Paul." I go, "Man, I would love to go over there and be like a sparring partner." He goes, "I'll call you back. I promise you." That was like a Friday. He called me back 15 minutes later, told me, pack my things. On Monday, I'm leaving to California. I was in California, you know, for like a month and a half with Shannon Briggs and all them sparring. I was Logan Paul's sparring partner for the KSI fight. It was great. And I could tell you honestly, Logan, I mean, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
He's skilled. He's athletic as hell. You know what I mean? I think he should have done better. I guess under the lights and in front of the crowd is a different thing, you know, but he's not a bad boxer. As for what's going on, you know, that's Eddie Hearn and Matchroom Boxing. They're
it's weird. Like, the one thing I was just like, when I was there that night and look, they draw a crowd. Like right, you said, with the 6-year-old, 7-year-olds, we were out there, Leroy, the red carpet, all these 10, 11-year-olds are going, that's Skull Wolf or whoever the hell it was on YouTube. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, I saw pictures like some of the Fortnite guys and stuff.
I don't know who these people are.
The Fortnite guys, they make a boatload of money.
I know.
It's crazy.
No, it's crazy.
But I know what you're saying. It is a little weird when it comes to like when you're into sport and you've been working your ass off for years and you know you're not getting paid what these guys are getting. But you know, I mean, God bless them. They put their work in before on the YouTube thing and they built up their crowd and they got, you know, the thing where I find messed up about that was that Bobo Andrade was the main event.
Yes.
And everybody was gone. So why is
that?
You know what I mean?
You're speaking to my soul. That was the thing that upset me the most. I'm like, all these people are leaving the middleweight championship of the world. Because for those who don't know, we had Demetrius on a couple times in the lead up to that fight. And I'm like, this guy might be, you know, there's all the belts are all over the place, but he might be the best middleweight on the planet. Yeah. And nobody's here watching it. Like, this guy should be given more respect. Comes out, he puts the guy down with one punch to start the fight.
I saw that.
I was just like, man. It felt like that was all the talk was that entire time. And so I almost feel like if you're going to do that, then just put those guys on as the main event. At least have all the boxers get their shine,
right.
and then go to I guess you know the sideshow or the YouTube stuff or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, so coming up on next Saturday, you're gonna be fighting Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. You want to let people know how to get tickets, how they can come see you? Because yes, I know sir. That you always bring a big crowd.
Yes, sir. So this Saturday, February 8th, I'll be in Grill Sports Bar in Wynwood. You know, we'll be selling tickets. I got T-shirts for this bare knuckle fight. Come join me. Let's watch this the UFC fight that they have this weekend. And then next Saturday, February 15th, is the BKFC 10, where I'm fighting on pay-per-view. Miami, I need you to stand up, come out. Not even Miami, South Florida, everybody out there, whether you like me or you don't, come out there and support, you know, and it's gonna be great. It's 2-minute rounds, it's 5 rounds, and this thing won't last that long. It's explosive fights, not only mine, but everybody else's. You know, Hector's the main event. So come out, support. And thank you guys again for this opportunity.
Of course.
I truly appreciate
this. No problem, man.
And all my people out there listening, I love y'all.
Man, this is, look, we always appreciate all that. We know that there's a vast amount of fighting talent down here in South Florida. We love seeing Miami Zone being on a big stage like that. So that's really cool. And you always put on a good show. Like I said, we've seen you in many venues, and the way you pack a building is pretty crazy. Like I'm almost afraid there's going to be like a Jake Paul effect with you, because once you're done, people leave.
Well, that's
I'm
what
telling you, like, stay for the crowd, because Hector Lombard's an absolute badass. Stay there and go check him out.
He's my training partner. He's a great friend of mine, so I'm definitely staying there for that. But that's why a lot of the promotions, they like with Titan, they actually moved me from like the feature fight to the co-main event, because Lex told me, he's like, man, I know if you leave, everybody's gone. So,
yep.
I'm definitely sticking around. So, guys, stick around after my fight, because I'm staying there to watch the fights.
Well, that's awesome, man. Looking forward to it. It sounds like it's going to be a great show. Man, you've had a hell of a past 6 months. It's been crazy,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
It's been a whirlwind. You going to slow down at all after this? Or you got next?
We're actually picking up momentum, man. I got a lot of big things coming up next, but I don't like looking past what I got in front of me now. So February 15, you know, let me get through this guy and I got a bright future.
All right, man. Well, that's Yuli the Monster Diaz. Go check him out on Instagram. What is your handle again?
My Instagram handle is Yuli, ULY underscore monster.
Check him on out there, guys. Everybody have a great rest of your week.
Yep.
We got Heat basketball
weekend.
Tonight. It is the weekend.
Let's go
XFL.
We got XFL start. Robbie's excited about the XFL, obviously. Robbie's got action on it. He's happy about that.
Hey, so. Robbie said we got XFL. Everybody that can hear us in the building just shook their head.
What is that? Is that the lingerie league? What is that?
No, it's Vince McMahon's new league, but they didn't give us a franchise, so enough of this nonsense.
Oh, man.
I was upset. They went with Tampa instead of Miami, so I was like, yeah, well, I'm out then. I don't
Tampa
know what to tell you, Vince.
Tampa has Disney. What do we have? Astron.
No, yeah. Tampa don't have Disney. Tampa has
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens.
All right. And nothing to do. Sorry,
you,
Tampa.
Thanks for coming in, man. We will talk to you on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.